Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to the Popcorn Hour. I'm Matt. This is James. And today we're discussing our DCU fan casting. Now, before we get into it, we'll just kind of go over how we usually do it and talk about what we've watched the last couple of days. And then we'll get into it, and I'll explain how we are doing this.
So you want me to go first with what I've watched?
Yeah.
So not in order, but I watched Peacemaker, episode 2. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. The bird blindness thing was...
It was weird.
It was weird, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked episode 2. Thought it was good.
It's a good filler episode, I think. Like, nothing really
I don't
happened.
Even know if it's a filler. I think it's kind of building. It's a building episode.
Nothing really happened, but, like, it was still enjoyable.
And then I watched Mid-90s, which is Jonah Hill's directorial debut. This is one that I've been trying to watch for, like, 5 years. And then the other day I tried to watch it, and then my TV wasn't working, my PlayStation wasn't working, my phone wasn't working, nothing was working. And then, like, I was able to watch it, but it would, like, pause every 5 seconds, and I was like, I'll just wait. And then I finally was able to watch it. For a directorial debut, I thought it was fun. I liked it. It was very sad. It was pretty dark. But I liked it a lot. Really excited to see what he does in the future for directing. And then I watched Despicable Me, which I also just realized that is my 150th movie of this year.
Mm. Nice.
That's not really disappointing, but...
It kind of is, because your goal was a movie, like, pretty much a movie a day.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that Despicable Me was the 150th. Mm-hmm. But I also realized Despicable Me and Megamind are, like, literally the same movie. Because the main character wears black, and the villain at first seems like a pansy, and, like, who is this guy? But he's weirdly obsessed with orange and white.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a distinctive feature, like, about his face. Gru has a big nose. Megamind's got a mega mind. And then he's got an assistant that leaves him, like, halfway through the movie. They're both supervillains that are, like, the worst supervillains. But then there's, like, no one to stop them, so they just get bored.
Mm-hmm.
And there's characters named Minion, or Minions. And they both have their own, like... Minions, I guess.
Oh.
Megamind's got his, like, bots. Yeah. And then...
I never noticed that.
They were also released the same year, and they both had to have a distinctive car.
Okay. That's cool.
Same movie.
Yeah.
Same movie.
Pretty much.
And I've never heard anyone else talk about that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you started watching stuff.
I brought all my movies to my dorm, so
okay.
I think tonight I'm going to watch The Big Short.
Nice.
Or maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Well, for me,
You just logged Avengers.
Yeah. Age of Ultron, Civil War, Infinity War, and Endgame. So.
Okay, since we're going to have some hot takes in this episode today, I don't like Infinity War that much. It's my least favorite Avengers movie, and... I just don't like it that much. It's a good movie. I just personally don't really like it.
I kind of agree. I don't think it's the best Avengers movie, like a lot of people think it is.
No, it's definitely not the best, but it's not the worst.
And like I was telling you, the Guardians of the Galaxy ruined that movie.
It's so weird in that.
Like they're just not helpful and they ruin everything. It's kind of, which I guess is kind of like their MO, but it's still, it kind of took me out of the movie a little bit, but yeah. All right. Well, you ready to get into this?
Yeah. Explain the rules first.
Okay. So I put together a list of 46. I was trying to get to 50, but it didn't really work out that way. So 46 characters. We went through each character and picked out
at least one.
Yeah, at least one person who we think could play the character. There's a couple criteria, like either they can play the character or they look like the character, or just we would like to see them. So
I know there's at least three that I think you and I are like, this won't happen, but mm-hmm. this would be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, some probably definitely won't happen. And we know that. And so this is just kind of how we would see it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But give us somebody else that maybe we didn't even think of.
Give us your, if you don't agree with one of ours, because we're definitely going to have some that are going to be weird.
Yeah.
Put like what you think would have worked better mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah.
Some of them I do have, they would not be able to play the character now because they're too old.
Yeah.
But in like their heyday, I guess.
Okay.
Or like they would fit maybe not for what James Gunn is doing now or maybe, or whatever Zack Snyder was doing, but for a different, they would fit in their own type of thing.
And also when I was thinking about it, I was also thinking like, okay, could this be in James Gunn's universe or the Elseworlds stuff?
Hmm.
So,
or like a variant that we'll see.
Yeah. So I think either way, like it could work. So I kind of took both of those, like either James Gunn's DCU, or in an Elseworlds movie, TV show, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, let's start off with the question that everybody keeps asking is who's going to play Batman?
Do you want to go through all of them first or should we just,
no, we're just going to go down the line. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, this one I feel like is going to be the most controversial because everyone's got,
everybody this one's has like their a butthole. Opinion.
Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty much. So, who's going to play Batman in James Gunn's DCU? You want to go first?
Well, how many picks do you have for this?
I have three.
Okay.
And I have reasons as to why.
Okay. Okay, I have two. And how I did this one is I said, because if you look at previous Batman castings, they all were like a well-known household name actor. And mm-hmm. they were all controversial, like for being the Batman. So, for that one, I put Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Okay.
I don't know if he can get to the size, but he's at the age that James Gunn was looking for.
How old is he? 34?
I think he's like 36.
Okay.
Aaron Taylor Johnson was in Kick-Ass. He played Kick-Ass. You might have known him from Godzilla or for like that brief second that he was in, or 28 years later.
Craven.
Craven the Hunter.
He's had a good year, I think.
Yeah.
Of movies, so.
I think he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has like, especially if you look at the scenes in Craven when he's wearing a suit, you can kind of underlyingly see like a Bruce Wayne, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be an interesting take. I think he.
Definitely controversial.
Yeah. I think he should at least be like casted, not casted, at least audition. I'd like to see an audition tape for him.
Yeah.
And then for my second pick, I have Ethan Peck. He was in Star Trek, and he kind of looks, he already has like a kind of a, the right build for it, mm-hmm. more like kind of like a World's Finest build, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he just has that like look that I feel like James Gunn might be looking for, maybe.
Okay. Okay. And I do kind of want to say that, like, one, I'm not a huge comic book fan, like reader. I'm a huge comic book fan, but I'm not a huge comic book reader. And at this point, like, it's so early on, we don't know, like, what kind of comics that they're going to look at mm-hmm. to make their decision
it's on gonna how be, it's going to work. Well, because Batman, they always do the same, like, four. So it's going to be Long Halloween, and it's going to be year one, probably. They're going to take inspiration from.
Mm-hmm.
But I read comics, not, like, a ton, but, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I read some. But, I mean,
it's so early to tell, like, what they're going to do with it, and we have no clue.
It's just too hard to, like, kind of figure out what... their vision is, so I'm just trying to throw out some curveballs because obviously James Gunn's going to throw curveballs.
Yeah, and timelines. Like, I don't think we're going to get Brave and the Bold until 2028.
Yeah.
So,
I just put Ethan Peck. I put both of these because I tried to cast some like curveballs because that's what James Gunn just curveball after curveball.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I know yours is Jensen Ackles.
Jensen Ackles, yes. And I think if you were to watch Supernatural season 8 and 9, I think that kind of like the internal torment that Dean had could work well as like Bruce Wayne, Batman's, you know, internal demons that he has with, like, you know, his parents dying. And then at this point, like, we're going to have multiple Robins. So hopefully, like the whole Jason Todd thing could work. And I mean, he's voiced Batman already. I think he has a decent Batman voice and decent Bruce Wayne voice, but I think he could improve on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would like to see it. He's getting to the age where he's a little too old to do the job, because I think he's in his 40s. Mm-hmm. My next pick is Brandon Sklenar. He was in It Ends With Us. He's
1923 also.
1923, yeah. He did post like a photo shirtless of his physique. But my take on that is, like, it's way too early for them to, like, even, like, they don't even know how Batman is going to be yet. So,
well, that's, I mean, him not even training seeds for Batman.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I wonder how yoked he would get for Batman.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a big possibility that he's going to be Batman.
He's definitely going to audition.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And then my third pick is Henry Cavill. That's the controversial one. I don't like it either.
Why'd you put it?
Because I do think with everything that happened with Black Adam and, you know, bringing back Henry Cavill, and then all of a sudden, like, he's no longer Superman, and James Gunn had that conversation with Henry Cavill afterwards, and, like, kind of was like an apology type of thing. I think he's going to put him in something.
I do have Henry Cavill casted on here because of that.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be in it. It's just a matter of who he's going to play, and I could definitely see them being like, it could be a very controversial pick to where, like, it could work.
I tried to put Alan Richardson, but I feel like not as Batman, but like in something. Yeah. He said that he thinks he will be in something DC related.
He's talked with James Gunn, so
we didn't put it on the list, but I think he could probably do Captain Atom.
Okay,
maybe.
He needs to be something comedic.
I feel like he could do Captain Atom. I feel like he could be like the sarcastic side of him.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So this one I kind of went a little weird for
Nightwing. Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce his first name properly, but Dacre Montgomery. He was the Red Ranger in the Power Rangers movie.
Okay. I have something else for him.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think I put him as something else. And then this one I just kind of threw out there. I put Ben Barnes. He was Jigsaw in the Punisher show.
Okay. Yeah.
Depending how old the... I'm just trying to... I don't know what they're going for. So depending how old the Batman is, I feel like Ben Barnes could do it. Depending how old... If it's supposed to be an old Nightwing. Because, I mean, at this point, we're getting... He said Brave and the Bold, so we're getting Damian.
Yeah.
So Nightwing's going to be old.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe close to 30s. And I feel like Ben Barnes could look like an aged Nightwing.
Yeah. I can see that.
But, yeah.
Okay. So for mine, I have three. Mm. So I think I've always wanted to see Dylan O'Brien in that role.
Yeah.
I
think he might be too old at this point.
Yeah.
But then again, I said Ben Barnes.
Yeah.
Ben Barnes. Mikey used to say Zac Efron.
Yeah. That would be interesting to see.
Not anymore.
No. And then I have Jacob Elordi. Possibly.
I don't like that one.
I have him casted in other stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe, like, that one's kind of like my least, you know, favorite pick of mine. And then my last one still could be a little old, but Finn Wittrock. He was in American Horror Story. And I think he just has, like, that look for it. But, like I said, he might be a little too old. So the Robins were hard for me to pick.
Yeah, actually, so what I tried to do with mine is I tried, for all the Batman characters, I tried to cast Batman, like try to cast them around the Batman. Mm-hmm. So I do think that Dacre Montgomery would pair well with Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Okay.
I feel like I tried to cast them like to fit the Batman, mm-hmm. but the other characters I kind of just kind of went for who has already been casted. But that's
my Nightwing one. All right. Now, Damian Wayne.
Yeah, I have Jacob Tremblay, who he was the kid from Good Boys.
Okay.
The blonde kid. I feel like he could do like the snootiness. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know if he would. I don't know if he much has the look for it, or like the demeanor.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like he does. Like how he just doesn't look like he has that.
It's that one is also hard because like I'm assuming we need like a 12 to 15 year old.
Yeah.
To play the role.
I think he's so, like 16.
Yeah. So that one is kind of hard for me. Is that your only pick?
No, and then my second pick, I have Roman Griffin Davis, who is the little kid in Jojo Rabbit.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like he already has like the look for it, and I think he can pull off the demeanor while being kind of childlike, I guess.
Okay. You want to know my pick?
No.
I couldn't pick anybody.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I could. I scoured the internet, and I could not pick anybody.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Like, because I think just Damian Wayne, the person that plays him, has to have that like resting bitch face type of
this
look.
Is a guy, but
I don't like it.
It's just because he doesn't. I feel like he could do it.
No, it's just like because in the animated stuff, like he's got his eyebrows off. Are just like in a just irritated mood all the time. So I think like somebody has to have that like natural look. So I couldn't pick anybody.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's the only one I like had a like
there really were, okay. hard time. I didn't know we could do this because there was a few where I was like struggling.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I got to find someone.
Yeah.
That one was one of them because those are the only two that I feel like could have like acting chops. You want to go to Red Hood?
Yep.
I got some weird ones for this too.
I'll go first this time. All right. Decorated Montgomery is who I think could play Red Hood.
I feel like he could also do it. I was going to put that, but then I figured, I was like, I'll just mention it.
Yeah.
But I feel like he could probably do it.
I also have Aaron Taylor Johnson. He might be a little old, but like if you just have him mainly as like Red Hood and not like take his helmet off, I think it could work.
Okay. I was kind of going for if we did see the red part of the Red Hood story in like flashbacks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I put Logan Lerman,
okay,
who was Percy Jackson in the movies.
Okay, yeah.
I don't really know if he could get the
build.
The build.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he'd do it.
Yeah.
And then I also put Jack O'Connell.
I have him for something else.
Who was the villain from Sinners. He was an Unbroken. He was Jimmy in 28 Years Later.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he looks like he died.
Yeah.
I feel like he could do that.
I also put Jacob Elordi as well.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Jacob Elordi could definitely do something. And I want him to, because of course he's been in like all of those like like The Kissing Booth and
Euphoria.
Elizabeth had me watch The Kissing Booth. And I think he has some real potential if he breaks free from that stuff.
Depending how Frankenstein goes, because he plays Frankenstein's monster in Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein coming out November 7th.
Yeah.
No, that's The Running Man. It comes out in November.
Speaking of that, real quick, I'm excited for our movie news because I have a lot to discuss on the film festival, the Venice Film Festival. So we'll get there at the end of the week.
Speaking of Running Man, I do have Glenn Powell in here somewhere.
I do too.
I think we both have it for the same thing.
Probably.
Yeah. I think Jack O'Connell could do like the rock bottom of Red Hood.
Yeah.
Like him at like his worst.
Severely damaged. Yeah.
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 And then Logan Lerman, I think, could do the loneliness, mm-hmm. Depending how, unless they want to go for like a leaner look.
Yeah.
For the character. Okay. So, the Joker.
Yeah. Some of these characters, like obviously we've kind of seen the Joker in the Batman, and part of me wants to know for sure, like James Gunn, if he's going to use similar characters that are in the Elseworlds stuff or like the Batman. So we have like the Joker, Catwoman, things like that.
Yeah.
That I think could be in James Gunn's universe, but not sure if they will due to that fact of that being in Elseworlds stuff. So I did put Joker on there. So who's your pick for Joker?
Okay, this one, I didn't want to do any of the stereotypical ones. Obviously, everyone says Willem Dafoe. I don't agree with that one.
He's too old.
People say Bill Skarsgård, which I feel like you put, yeah. I don't see it. Like, I don't fully see it. I get that he's played a clown before and it can be creepy.
Let's make Bill Skarsgård the goat of clown roles.
That would be pretty funny, though.
Like,
but I put Caleb Landry-Jones, who was Banshee in X-Men First Class.
That's a weird one.
I feel like he could be like a young, depending how they do it. Like, if they do like his back, if they show his backstory, become like when he's the Red Hood or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like he could be that like scared kid like person, because like the Joker before he turns, he's before he falls in the vat of acid, he's kind of like skittish and nervous, depending on the depiction. I feel like he could do that. And okay. I feel like he could be a little manic.
Okay.
So
yeah. I think Bill Skarsgård, he's a little young on the young side for like what I think they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But I think it would be
But then again, Batman's gonna be like in his 30s.
Yeah. So I think it would be so interesting to see him as the Joker. Mm-hmm. Obviously we've seen the Joker in the Batman, so I'm interested to see if that's gonna be in the Batman part 2 or 3.
I kind of
and what they're gonna do.
I wonder if they're gonna keep him like Calendar Man.
And he's just I think that would like be informant. Perfect, because I don't necessarily want like a full on like Batman Joker movie like The Dark Knight was.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see characters we haven't seen before.
I do too, but then at the same time, I'm like, I do want to see Robert Pattinson's Batman go against the Joker.
Yeah.
It's so iconic, but at the same time, it's like it's rinse and repeated at this point. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I try to cast Harley Quinn to fit this Joker.
Because
I kind of like the idea of if, depending what they do with this Batman, if the Joker took a while before the Joker became someone, and like if the final moments of whatever. Because sometimes they call him John Doe. So if the final moments of John Doe before he falls into the acid, if he, like, if Bruce is reminded of, like, Dick Grayson, and he's more of, like, a kid that he let get hurt, which would then build to the Red Hood character, I feel like that would match. But for Harley Quinn, I put Samara Weaving. She was in Scream 6.
That's yes. Probably, yeah. Okay.
I feel like she would match.
I try to put her in something.
But I feel like I'll say another one that I think she could do. I feel like she could probably be Poison Ivy, but I have a weird one for Poison Ivy.
I think I do too.
Okay, but I feel like her and Caleb would. I feel like their Joker and Harley Quinn would match.
Yeah. Okay. I stuck with Margot Robbie.
Even though she's not gonna.
Yeah, but I mean, the Suicide Squad is canon. So
it's weird. Yeah, I don't, because they said that she's not returning, but then they said Suicide Squad is canon, but at the same time there's characters there.
Yeah,
that like
I just don't think they've had that conversation yet.
Yeah,
so
Nathan Fillion played a character in Suicide Squad.
Yes,
but he's Guy Gardner.
Yeah, so there might be some changes.
I also try to include some people who from that movie in case James Gunn does want to change whatever.
Yeah, I just think if, like, I thought Margot Robbie did a good job, especially in, like, the first Suicide Squad. The only issue
was
with that one was the writing.
Yeah.
And that's not Margot Robbie's fault.
No.
And
but her delivery. And
like, she sounded like the Harley Quinn from
the animated series.
Yeah.
Like,
so
it was perfect.
If they just made her a little smarter.
Yeah. Which I feel like they did in Suicide Squad. The next
James
one.
Guns.
James
yeah.
Guns. They did make her smarter, and her character was, like, perfect in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it could still work.
Yeah.
So
I'm really excited for this one, for Deathstroke.
Deathstroke, okay.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. I put Stephen Lang, who is the villain from Avatar. The James Cameron Avatar.
I didn't watch that, so...
He's...
Stephen Lang.
He's the guy with white hair. He's got, like... We didn't really watch it, I don't.
I didn't watch Avatar, so.
He was also, he was the villain, the blind guy in Don't Breathe.
Okay, yes. Okay. At this point, I think he'd be a little old.
But I want an old Deathstroke.
I do too. I do too. And I think, but I think it's it would be easy nowadays to just make people look old.
Yeah.
But like throw some gray in Jake Gyllenhaal's hair. I think you could do it.
I don't know. I feel like he could still look young because this is him recently.
Okay.
And he can, like, he's pretty jacked. I liked him in Don't
Breathe. Yeah. Yes. I did like him in Don't Breathe. Okay. That's a better pick. Yeah. I like that one much better than Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay.
Even, like, if you watch Avatar and then you, like, try to put him in the, like, your own vision of Deathstroke.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like a perfect live action voice for it too, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he almost sounds like the Arkham one.
Mm-hmm.
And with also like the Teen Titans one combined.
Okay. Yeah.
So I feel
and
like.
I think this one needs to be very just mellow. And, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't get super.
Like the Titans one.
Yes.
Doesn't get like super angry. And yeah. I feel like he would be
very calm for that. And okay. Yeah. I actually like that one a lot more. Cool. Okay. Alfred.
I put Charles Dance. He was in Game of Thrones and The Last Action Hero.
Okay.
Actually,
that's
he's British.
That's a pretty good one.
He's British.
Just throw a mustache. Like throw a thin mustache
yeah.
on him.
Oof. Yeah.
That's what I want. I want the animated series look of
Alfred. I like the Alfred with like sad looking eyes.
Yes.
And I feel like he didn't mean to hit the mic. But I feel like he just has that look, that perfect look for the animated series, almost kind of like how the Tim Burton mm-hmm. Alfred
yeah look. He was such a good Alfred.
Yeah, it was yeah. amazing.
Okay. I had a hard one for this one. Like, this is one of the last picks I did just because like I just couldn't think of anybody.
You just put Michael Caine again?
No, I put Pierce Brosnan.
Okay.
I think you could do it. He's in that like right age, and with what he did with Dr. Fate, I feel like he could do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah,
I like that one. This one for okay. The next one is Bane, and I did a different approach.
Okay, what was your
approach? I casted because I think you can do the physicality of Bane, and then a voice actor.
That's what I did too. I don't have anybody for like the physicality part.
I don't either. I had the voice actor. I put Wagner Moura, who was the villain in Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, the one that played Death.
I didn't watch that.
And he's also Spanish.
Okay.
So he had, I feel like his voice is just so like sharp and just menacing. Like he played Death
mm-hmm.
and did really good. And I feel like his version of Bane, like if you watch that movie and he's like at the size and he's like spinning them, just slowly walking, mm-hmm. even though he didn't, obviously it's not the physicality, but like his voice behind it was just menacing. And I feel like he could, I think he would do really good.
Okay. I only have the voice, Javier Bardem.
Okay. That I like that one.
Yeah. And I immediately thought of it when I watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I thought you were going to say No Country.
No, I will probably watch that soon. I've been wanting to watch it.
They have a Criterion.
Yeah.
Call it. Wait, you haven't seen it before?
No, I have seen it. Okay. I just want to watch it again, like, now.
That gas station scene is so good.
Yes. Call it. That's all. Whenever I think of that movie, that's what I think of.
Call it.
Yeah. but I think he could do the voice, and I definitely want a smart Bane.
Yeah. And I do think Wagner Moura could do a perfect smart Bane because of how smart he is in Puss in Boots: The Last Wish.
Okay. And I definitely want like the growth, like see the growth, like CGI some growth.
Or you could do that practically with like air pumps.
Okay. Yeah.
Some body horror. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That camera's about to die. Not die, but turn off if you want to press the button.
Oh, let me look up a goodbye quote.
Do a DC one. I think.
All right, now we're moving on to James Gordon.
Okay, this one, I kind of just went off of looks, and this guy has played him before. So I put Bryan Cranston.
I did too.
He's played him before. I don't really know if he'd fit well with this. But I also realized it's kind of weird that Bryan Cranston and what's his, Jonathan Banks? That's not his name. What's his name that played Mike?
I don't know his name.
It's what is his name? Yeah, Jonathan Banks. That is his name. Okay, they both played Commissioner Gordon. Acted Commissioner Gordon.
Okay.
But
is that your only pick?
Yeah, it's the only one that I could really. I feel like he could do the age.
Yeah.
He's at that age.
Put Jeffrey Dean Morgan as well.
Okay. I put Jeffrey Dean Morgan as something else.
I think I would just like to see Jeffrey Dean Morgan in the DCU, and I think that was like the most fitting. Obviously, we would like to see him as...
He just can't smile on too much.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everything he's in, he smiles a lot.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But Bryan Cranston is my number one pick on that one. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah.
Catwoman. This is one of those ones where, like, she's in the Batman. So, are they going to do that in James Gunn's DC?
Yeah, I feel like that one's a little weird. But who'd you put?
Marina Baccarin.
I put, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but Adriana Arjona. She was in Pacific Rim.
Okay, yeah. I think she's like the one of the top picks for people for Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she is. So, I feel like she could do either.
Yeah, she could definitely do either.
She's
a
good actress.
Maybe even like Talia.
I think I also put her as Talia. Okay. If I didn't, then I would.
Okay. Because
I think I have a really good Ra's.
Okay.
And I tried to match up Talia with Ra's, and I feel like she kind of looks like she could look like the daughter or granddaughter of the Ra's that I picked, I think.
Okay. All right, so let's just kind of move on.
Yeah,
Two-Face.
I put Armie Hammer or Jon Hamm.
I had Jon Hamm first, but then I changed it. Sam Witwer. I don't think he's gonna be in the DCU because he's doing a bunch of Star Wars stuff.
That was good.
That was gross. But how cool would it be to have like Sam Witwer have that calm? But he can also like. Be that crazy type.
He would have the good dual personality.
Yeah.
So Armie Hammer, pretty controversial guy. Very. Yeah. He was in the Lone Ranger remake in 2014 with Johnny Depp. He was also in The Social Network. He played the, I gotta say it like how they do, the Winklevoss twins. Mm-hmm. I say it weird. And I don't know. I feel like seeing him in The Social Network, I feel like he could do it.
Okay.
Because like how often we see him in like a courtroom and how presenting he is, I feel like he could do it. And now I think he's coming back to Hollywood.
Yeah.
So whatever. And I put Jon Hamm. I feel like he could do the dual personality because of Baby Driver.
Okay.
If you watch that at the beginning, he's very like welcoming, I guess. Just kind of messing with people. A little bit, and then at the end, just total psychopath.
Mm-hmm. I had Jon Hamm at first, and I was like, "That'd be a really good pick." And then I kind of looked, and I was like, "Ooh, Sam Witwer. What would that look like?"
That'd be interesting.
Okay.
Poison Ivy. Who you got?
Sophie Turner.
Okay, this one was I have a strange one for this. I'm really sorry, but I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Palm. Kalimtiff Teffy, or I don't know. She played Mantis in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I feel like she would have an interesting take on it. She's a good actress.
Okay.
And she's worked with James Gunn before, and James Gunn likes to reuse his cast members.
And that's I feel like everybody from Guardians is going to be in his universe.
And I feel like she fit well with Poison Ivy. I feel like she would have an interesting take.
That's a good pick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Riddler.
I put David Tennant. He was in Doctor Who and Jessica Jones.
Okay.
I feel like he's got that... He just looks like the Riddler.
Yes. Okay. I can definitely see that one.
And I feel like he's probably about the right age for the Riddler.
Yeah. I feel like now, you could look at whatever age. We don't even know if there is going to be, because I mean, in the Batman, that was done so well and it was very different.
Yeah.
So I'd be okay if they didn't use the Riddler in James Gunn's DC.
I'd be okay if he was just like kind of how he wasn't under the Red Hood. Like he's just there for like a half a second to tell a story real quick.
Or like a montage thing, or like, you know, you see him in like Arkham.
Or it'd be interesting how they did that like State Farm commercial where it's just like you just see like the rogue gallery just like quickly.
Yep. So I put Eddie Redmayne, who was in Fantastic Beasts. Yeah.
I have him for something else.
Okay. I think that would just be a really good one. I have a weird one. Walton Goggins.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be interesting for like a skit.
I think it would be interesting, and I think it would be the way I approached that one was more so like he's not like actually like in the movie we see a small piece of him, and I think that could work. So I don't know. Like Walton Goggins is just so good.
Walton Goggins is awesome.
Yeah, I like him a lot on a lot of stuff.
He's like, how could you not like him in everything that he's in?
Yeah, seriously. So, yeah, that's my weird one for that one.
Okay. The next one, we have Hugo Strange, and I think we have the same one.
Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
He's worked with James Gunn. I feel like it's, I don't know if Dave Bautista wants to have a big role, but I feel like Hugo Strange could be a minor or a major role.
Yeah. I could have definitely seen him as Bane.
Yeah.
But not anymore. Not anymore. One, he's too old, and now he's starting to take care of his body, and he kind of, so like everybody that sees him now is like, oh, he's like really small, thin, he looks sick, stuff like that. Like, he's still ginormous.
Yeah,
like, he's still 225 at least.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't even want him to play Bane either, like in his prime, because I feel like it's, you, no one realistically could play the physicality of Bane. No. It needs to be practical or a CG
element. But I think just going off of looks for me, but with what he looks like now, with that just white kind of beard going on, I think he looks like he could play Hugo Strange.
Yeah.
And he could like have a little bit of comedy in him as well.
Because James Gunn likes to put comedy and stuff. I think Dave Bautista would do a perfect scene of like whatever Hugo Strange is in, if like Batman takes him down. And you see, like, the bat suit that Hugo Strange, like, has in his office or, like, in his closet that he dresses up as.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dave Bautista could do that scene well.
Yeah. I think I want to see Hugo Strange live action, just based from, like, the Arkham games. So I think he could do it.
So the next one is Green Arrow. And I feel like I have two for this. And I feel like we have the same one. Okay. One of them. Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam is like the perfect look for Green Arrow, I think.
Yes. And he could do the funny. Like, I want a witty Green Arrow. Not like Stephen Amell.
He could do the dark and the funny.
Yes. I think
you could just watch The Gentleman. That proves it.
Or King like Arthur, the beginning or of King Arthur.
Anarchy. Yeah. Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Literally everything. Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
He's witty and then gets really dark.
Yeah, I think it would work really well. The only issue is, like, he doesn't know who Green Arrow really is.
Or care. That's the only reason. Is just he doesn't care.
No, so he's not going to be. I don't think he's going to be in James Gunn's universe.
I don't think he'll do anything superhero.
No, unless, like, somebody offers him something really enticing.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's like, hey, you want to play Green Arrow? And then he actually reads some stuff. Then he might, but I don't see it happening.
Mm-mm.
All right, who's your other pick?
Boyd Holbrook. He was in Logan. He played the guy with the robot hand.
Mm-hmm.
I have him for something else.
Okay.
But he looks like a comic accurate Green Arrow. And I feel like he's got the acting chops. I feel like he can be menacing and funny.
Okay.
And he looks a little older. So I feel like he could be a, not older Green Arrow, but like, he's been Green Arrow for a couple of years.
Yeah. I have Harry Goodwins. He was in the Gentleman's TV series.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would probably be my pick for him. I think he just looks like him. I haven't really seen any much that he's in. But that's the thing. Like, I didn't know who David Cornsweet was until he got cast as Superman. And then I watched him in Twisters. And then also, like, Rachel Brosnahan. I didn't know who she was. So I think there's going to be definitely a lot where we don't have, they haven't been in a whole lot. And this is kind of giving them an opportunity. So, yeah.
Next we have Black Canary. I put Jodie Comer. She was in Killing Eve and Free Guy. I feel like she just kind of, she's a good actress. I feel like she kind of, takes up the screen, I feel like, when she's has a scene. And I feel like she would be a really, not menacing, but like very serious, stoic-ish Black Canary, I guess.
Okay. I have Catherine Winnick. She was in Vikings.
Yeah.
I think she could do it. I've seen, I haven't seen all of Vikings, but I've seen quite a few episodes. And I think she does a really good job.
The next, I'm really excited for this. The Question.
I would love to see The Question.
So I think Henry Cavill could do the physicality of it, depending if they show his face or not. But if they do show his face, I was thinking of Scott McNairy. He was in Argo and Monsters.
Yes. Okay.
Because I feel like he kind of has the, he has the face shape for it.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like he would have a good reveal.
Okay.
For
yeah.
What he really looks like. And then the voice, which we had talked about before, an interesting voice, I think. I mean, his voice, I feel like would be, is really solid, and I feel like it would be perfect.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to do something a little weird, I think Will Arnett would be an interesting choice for voice.
That'd be cool. Okay. I have Henry Cavill. Definitely, like, especially like the chiseled jawline, could definitely work with what The Question looks like.
Yeah.
As far as somebody looking as like for a voice, Michael C. Hall.
Okay. That's a, I can see it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The especially Flash. Especially with like Dexter and like the voiceovers on Dexter, I think that would just work really well with The Question.
The Flash.
We might have the same one.
I have Boyd Holbrook again.
No.
But and then I have George McKay.
We don't have the same one.
So George McKay was in 1917. He played the main soldier.
Okay.
I feel like he just looks like a, he just looks, I think, exactly like the Barry from Flashpoint comic. And he's a really good actor. Like, really, he's a really good actor. And I feel like he could do the physicality of The Flash, especially if you watch, like, 1917. Like, he really exerts himself, and I feel like that shows that he can do it.
Okay. I have Lucas Till. Havoc from the X-Men movies.
I meant to put him also, but I put him on other stuff. But yeah, him.
He definitely has the look. And I think he just needs to be given a chance on some stuff. Like Havoc, I would love to see more of Havoc in X-Men.
Until he died.
Yeah. So
spoiler.
I don't know.
For like a 10-year-old, 11-year-old movie. Who do you have for Cyborg?
All right. Cyborg. I have Damson Idris.
Okay.
He's in Snowfall, F1, Outside the Wire, Farming. I think that would be a good
one. I don't know why I didn't put him. I put, because I was kind of thinking of a younger version.
So yeah,
I was too. So I put Caleb, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but McLaughlin. He's one of the kids in Stranger Things.
Okay.
But he's kind of older now, so I feel like he'd be perfect for Vic Stone in high school. Like freshly Cyborg.
Yeah.
But Damson Idris, I think, would be good.
These next ones are all Teen Titans. So I think it needs to be a young Teen Titans.
Yeah, so that's why I put him.
Yeah, that would be an interesting one. All right, who do you have for Raven?
So for Raven, I have Thomasin McKenzie. She was in Leave No Trace, and she was also in Jojo Rabbit.
Okay, yeah.
Interesting. She's
I don't
younger.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like she could be dark, mm-hmm. and brooding.
Based off of, I have Jenna Ortega, and based off of Wednesday, I think she could do it. It's okay. Definitely just like the brooding, just dark, very mellow kind of talking. I think that would be what I would like to see. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I feel like my Starfire could easily also be Raven. Uh-huh. But I feel like if they do Blackfire as her twin.
Okay.
I mean, that's what she is. But, like, I feel like she could do Blackfire really well. I put Sasha Calle. She played...
She was Supergirl.
She was Supergirl.
Yeah.
In the Flash movie.
I think she's going to be in... I think she's been cast in Supergirl. As something else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe. I feel like it's a rumor. I don't know.
I feel like she could do... I feel like she's pretty versatile and could do it.
That's interesting. I have Nico Parker, Astrid from How to Train Your Dragon. I like
that one. I almost put...
Yeah. I think that one would work well. Especially like a young Starfire, maybe just now coming to Earth. I think it could work really well.
Beast Boy.
I have Walker Scobell from the Percy Jackson series.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that one. That is a good one. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's got the voice for mm-hmm. it. I put Justice Smith. He was in Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep.
I feel like he'd do it. He's
kind of old.
Yeah.
I went with like a young Teen Titans. So yeah, like everybody needs to be like young. Except for Cyborg, I feel like he's okay with being older.
My thing with Beast Boy is since they're going to put so much makeup on him, mm-hmm. I feel like he just obviously can't be super, super old.
Yeah. It just needs to look better than the Titans TV series.
I think I like Walker Scobell more.
Yeah. I think that would work really well.
Yeah. This one, I know that we probably hit the same one. I have three for this next one. Booster Gold. Glenn Powell.
Uh-huh.
I have Chris Pratt mm-hmm. because of he was in Guardians. Then I have Glenn Howerton. He's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's one of the creators uh-huh. and writers.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I feel like he could do...
I don't like that one.
Really?
Yeah.
No. I feel like he could do like a personal side of Booster Gold really well.
I don't know. That one would be hard for me to get.
Yeah. Okay, but I think with. Glenn Powell,
I think I like better than Chris Pratt, but I think both of them could do it pretty well.
I think Chris Pratt could be a cameo as Booster Gold or a version of Booster Gold, mm-hmm. but I think I would put Glenn Powell.
Yeah, I would too.
Wonder Woman.
Who do you have?
Who do you have?
Alexandra Daddario.
Okay. She might be, I don't know if she's old,
no.
too old, but I put Eliza Gonzalez. She was in Baby Driver.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I thought it'd be kind of funny to have her and John Hamm
uh-huh.
in it because they're both in Baby Driver.
I have her in something else, something else, I think.
She was also in Alita Battle Angel. But, I feel like she'd be interesting. I feel like she's a really good actress, like...
Yeah, so I do have her as something else, and I'm actually going to put her as something else as well.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Aquaman.
All right, so with this one...
You're not going to like mine, I think.
I have two. I know you're probably not going to like one of them, but...
You're going to put...
So I'm going to put the one I want.
Okay.
Alexander Ludwig.
Okay, I thought you were about to say what I was going to say.
No, I think he would be a really good young version of Aquaman. But my other one, would like to see Alan Ritchson portray him again, an older one with a goatee, the long hair,
chopped off hand,
that kind of just, he kind of seems angry to me, you know? So I think I would like to see that. But Alexander Ludwig would probably be my top choice.
Okay, I almost put him, but I put Alexander Skarsgård.
Okay, I did see people say that as well.
Like True Blood, the Northman, then a Robert Edgars movie.
Him, yeah.
He's a good actor.
Yes. I was going to put him, but I figured I'd just stick with two.
I feel like he could do the charm of Aquaman, but also like the serious tone at the same time. Okay, this one for the next one is Martian Manhunter. And I also thought of the physicality versus the voice for this one. But I feel like he could either do either. I feel like he could do the voice perfectly. But if they wanted to change the physicality bit, then whatever. I put Giancarlo Esposito. He played Gustavo Fring in Breaking Bad.
I have him in something else.
You're going to put him as Mr. Freeze.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I have him as Mr. Freeze. But I feel like his voice is just so calm. But just like, he rules with an iron fist. And I feel like he'd be perfect.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how to say his name. Jimon Hounsou? The guy from Never Back Down. He's also in Guardians.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that one a lot.
He was in Guardians, so I think it's possible.
Especially in Guardians, and he looks kind of like him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like John Jones.
Yeah.
And
his voice. I think it works really well, because he can be like super calm, and that's what I think Martian Manhunter needs to be, super yoked calm
year round.
Yeah.
So I feel I like that one. I would put him on mine as well.
Okay.
I like that one a lot. Zatanna.
Zatanna. I would like to see Zatanna in the DCU.
I put a weird one.
Okay, I have two. This is the one where I put who was it? Isaac Gonzalez.
Okay.
And or Alexandra Daddario.
Okay. I put Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I feel like she would have like a really good mysterious side of her.
Yeah.
Of, like, Furiosa.
Okay.
And Split. I feel like you could do a good backstory with like how she didn't split.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a really good actress. Everyone wants her and stuff right now. So
yeah. So with that, I wanted her in James Gunn's DCU, but I feel like she would fit better in Marvel if she was going to pick one or the other.
But I feel like she would be very mysterious.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's a good pick, you know? Yeah. So I'm okay with that as well.
Okay. I'm really excited for this one.
All right.
I really want to know what you put as Darkseid.
All right. So if they do Darkseid, obviously it's going to be a voice.
I think you're really going to like one of my picks.
Okay.
Unless we have the same one, then that's going to be meh.
So I only have one.
Okay, and I have two.
Hugo Weaving.
Okay.
I think that would work really well for just like the voice, and obviously like CGI, the actual character, but the voice I think he could be very menacing and work really well with it.
Okay, well, I think I just beat you entirely. I have Ron Perlman.
I have him for something else.
Because of Hellboy.
Uh-huh.
Like, that voice was amazing. I feel like he could be Stoic, but the person I put for the Stoic side is Christopher Judge, the guy that played Kratos in God of War.
I have him for something else.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be perfect for Darkseid.
I definitely see that, but I think...
For the voice. The physicality, obviously, it's going to be CG.
Yeah. I could definitely see it. I'm okay with those as well.
There's got to be an episode, the tally mark for this episode for how many times I said physicality.
Yeah.
But Christopher Judge would
be That's a good pick. Honestly, that's a good pick.
Or Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman, I just like him in everything that he's in.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Deadshot. Now, if James Gunn doesn't bring back Will Smith and he goes a different direction, if we even do see Deadshot at all, I think it'd be really cool. But I have Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. I put Stephen Mayor. He was in True Blood. And The Gifted.
Okay, yeah.
He's a good actor. I feel like he could be like the quiet, like a good side character, but I feel like Michael B. Jordan would be a good as like a upfront Deadshot that has a lot of screen time.
Yeah.
I feel like Steven would be a good kind of background
villain. Yeah, I just don't think, because I could definitely see Michael B. Jordan coming back to doing more Marvel as Killmonger.
Yeah.
Or even just bring back and have him be Black Panther. I don't know. But I could definitely see that happening. So, okay.
Reverse Flash. I know I have two. And I know that if you have more than two, one of ours is the exact same.
Yeah.
Do we say it at the same time? Anthony Starr. He played Homelander. Yeah. Or he's playing Homelander still.
God, he could play such a good psychotic Reverse Flash.
He would
flash
be perfect.
Or Zoom.
Like, down to the last, like, minute details.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
No.
That's the only pick I have.
I also have Dan Stevens. Also, I guess Anthony Starr has worked with James Gunn prior.
Mm-hmm.
But I have Dan Stevens. I feel like he just kind of has that look. He just looks very upset all the time.
Yeah.
Which, like, not, okay, not like that, but he has that, like, that angry look, mm-hmm. I feel like. He was in live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a lot of, like, TV shows and stuff. He was in the Night in the Museum.
Yeah. I mean, that could work. I think I would just rather have Anthony Starr. I mean, I think we both would rather have Anthony Starr, but I just don't think, I don't see it happening.
Mm. But I feel like Dan Stevens would go well with, like, Boyd.
Uh-huh.
Holbrook as The Flash.
Yeah. Okay.
Brainiac. Okay, I feel like Giancarlo could do it, uh-huh. but the one that I wrote down is Mark Strong. He was in Kingsman. He was the villain in Shazam.
Uh-huh.
He was also the villain in Kick-Ass.
I can see that.
I feel like he just has that look for it. And he's a really good actor.
Yeah. Like,
I feel like he could just lose it whenever.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And just
very kind of like unhinged.
Yeah. I kind of went with the mindset of this will probably be somebody that was in Guardians. So I did Chakwudi Iwuji. If I said that wrong, I'm sorry. From Guardians 3, the villain.
Okay.
I
mean, but he has also worked with James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to put him, but the only reason why I didn't is because I don't know if Peacemaker, like if him casted in season one of Peacemaker is still canon. But I literally wrote down his name and I was like, well, he was in Peacemaker.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could put so much makeup on him that no one would notice.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of like my thought process. And I feel like James Gunn is going to kind of redo a little bit more of season one and change a few things. Maybe just so he could.
I don't even think they showed him in the season one recap.
No, they didn't. So I think that could work. I did forget that he was in season one.
Yeah.
Until you said it a couple days ago, but I think I like that one.
Yeah, I see it. I think he's great. Okay.
All right. Now we're getting into a few weird ones, but some that I think would work well with like obscure characters that mm-hmm. James Gunn would maybe want to use. I think this one would definitely be more of an Elseworlds.
But I think Alan Richardson could do Orion.
Oh.
If they do Darkseid.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Etrigan.
Mm-hmm.
That would be such a cool character to see live action. Especially like the human side and then mm-hmm. like the demon side.
I feel like we might have the same one for some reason.
Who's your pick?
I put Andy Serkis.
No, that's not who I picked.
That's cool. Yeah. He was in Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Avengers and Black Panther. Ultron cuts off his arm in Avengers Age of Ultron. That's who that is.
Yeah. But he's Alfred.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
But he's still working with DC. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how I completely forgot that he was Alfred.
So I went with a younger actor, Joel Edgerton.
I thought you were going to say Kinnaman.
No.
I was like, well, he's dead.
Yeah, no. From Warrior, the brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. It's kind of like my younger, I think, would work. I think I would like to see him in something. I want to see him in more stuff.
So next, we have Hush. And I know that we both have at least one the same if you cast more than one.
I only did one. But I think I would like to see Hush more so in the Batman.
Yeah.
I'd rather see they've already planted seeds a little bit. So I think that's kind of where I'm going with it. But I said Michael C. Hall.
I also put Michael C. Hall. And I put Boyd Holbrook again.
Okay.
Michael C. Hall is just... 15 years ago would have been
perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, I feel like he could fit.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
I feel like he could fit for the DCU, not for Matt Reeves' universe, because I feel like he's too old, and they're supposed to be, Bruce and him are supposed to be the same age.
Yeah.
Which then I think Boyd Holbrook could do a good Thomas Elliott.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. All right, Trigon.
I don't know how I feel about my first one. I put Luke Evans as well. Because of Dracula Untold, especially the end when he's like wearing a suit, and then we see him as a demon, and then as a person, normal person. But then my other one, I put Clancy Brown, who was he played Salvatore Moroni, in the Penguin. Yeah. So I don't know if he would do it, but I feel like he would have an interesting take because I feel like he would be a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
If you just see Trigon in his like demon form, and then he transforms.
Yeah. If they use Trigon in Teen Titans, I think it would be interesting to have a human version and like the demon version. Yeah.
I think Clancy Brown could do.
Yeah. I would also like to just see like just Trigon just being like full on Trigon. I put Christopher Judge.
Okay.
For the voice. And that's kind of like the word. Where it's like just full on demon, and especially like if he was to just like be in Raven's mind throughout the whole time, and like you just hear the voice, I think that would work so well.
Okay. This one, I kind of, because I already said who else I would have casted as Talia, which is our next one, but the one that I said the one that I don't want anymore, I put Jessica Chastain. She was in Zero Dark 30. She was the girl with red hair in The Martian.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like she'd be a good Poison Ivy as well. I don't know about Talia, but I put her for Talia because of who I put as Raish.
Okay. I put Isla Gonzalez as
Talia. I would probably rather her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I have a perfect Raish.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay, I put... Murray Abram, he was Amadeus in the Grand Budapest Hotel. Looks like Raish.
Yeah.
I feel like he could be a really good old Raish, and I feel like maybe you can make him young from the Lazarus Pit, but I kind of like the thought that this is just an old Raish where the Lazarus Pit really isn't keeping him young anymore. It's just kind of keeping him alive.
Yeah. Okay.
And I liked his character as Amadeus in the Grand Budapest Hotel. And I feel like he kind of showed that he could be that like darker, serious mystery type of character.
Okay. So I had a hard time with this one. I couldn't really find somebody, so I scoured the internet to find somebody that I think could do it. And I don't know necessarily how to say his name fully, but Ghassan Masood, he was in Pirates of the Caribbean, but
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, he played one of the dudes that was like turning?
Okay. Yeah. So I think that would be so interesting. I think just based off of looks, like I don't know if I necessarily want like a race that's fully involved. Maybe just kind of like he was in Under the Red Hood, where he was just kind of like a side character, not really a threat to Batman at that point, but maybe just like a lenful ear to Batman sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So Iris West.
Who do you have?
I put Rebecca Ferguson. She was in Mission Impossible series. She was also she was in Dune recently. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she kind of shows that she could do that like serious type of role.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good actress. I think that she could do Iris, depending how they want to do Iris's character.
Yeah.
I think she would match well with Boyd as the Flash.
I can see it. I put Kate Mara.
Okay.
I think that would work well with Lucas Till.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know how I wanted to do the Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's just so many like different adaptations you could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I got three. So the first one, I put don't know how to pronounce his last name, but David Dastmalchian. He was Polka Dot Man and Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could be a very dark and that's, but like I feel like he could do Jonathan Crane and Scarecrow really well. And then I put
I like that one because he's the Gemini Killer in Dexter Resurrection. And after watching that,
I also put Jamie Campbell Bauer. He was in Stranger Things. I don't really know if he has like the acting chops for it, but I feel like he could be a young Scarecrow. And then this one is probably my favorite. Jackie Haley. He played Rorschach in Watchmen. I feel like he just looks like a perfect Scarecrow.
Okay.
Like he looks like the Scarecrow from the animated series.
Yeah. I kind of want like a Scarecrow and, like in the Arkham games.
And he looks, and he, I mean, he played Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
In the remake.
That's true. Yeah.
So I feel like watching that, like how he invades people's minds kind of shows that he could do the character.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's pretty versatile.
I put Rami Malek.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I think he could do Jonathan Crane pretty good.
I do think he would do a good Jonathan Crane.
Mm-hmm. And I think he could definitely broaden his horizon to be kind of like a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, yeah, I see it. Keep hitting the mic. Mr. Freeze.
You already know mine.
I put Christoph
Waltz. Mr. Esposito. Ooh.
I like that. I feel like he would be really... Christoph Waltz is just such an amazing actor. And... I think it would be really interesting to see him in a DC project. Because I just feel like that's kind of out of the norm for him.
Yeah.
Because he was in Inglourious Basterds, he was in Django Unchained, which are like two of my favorite roles, and like two of like the best Tarantino characters, one of the best villains of all time.
Yeah.
He's just amazing. Maybe not in Green Hornet, but.
Yeah. Okay. So I had. Mr. Esposito.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just like
you could see it.
Yeah, you could definitely see it, and I think you could do well as like the.
I feel like he's got a good silhouette.
Yeah,
he's already bald,
and he also has like the like focusing on the mission of saving his wife. So I think that would just work really well, and you can definitely see like the maybe like the desperation and also the. Just agony of the character. So.
Okay. This one, I did not know what to put.
Okay.
For Captain Cold. I put Walton Goggins.
Okay.
That's
interesting.
I feel like because of who I put for Heatwave, I feel like he'd have a good contrast with Heatwave. Okay. The Heatwave I picked.
Go ahead and say your Heatwave because I'm a...
Joe Manganiello.
Okay.
He played Flash Thompson in the Sam Raimi 2002 Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in Magic Mike and True Blood. And he was Deathstroke for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like their duo together would be really interesting.
That would be different. Okay. So for Captain Cold and Heatwave, I went with the idea of a montage type rogues gallery looking thing. Like maybe we don't see a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg is Captain Cold and Nick Frost is Heatwave.
Okay. I like that one a lot.
I mean, their dynamic between the two is like unmatched.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I like it. So I think it would work really well.
That's a good one.
If
you don't know who they are, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Paul,
those two together
at World's End, they're just amazing together, and that would that's a good one.
That would be perfect, I think.
I like that one a lot. And then I have Gorilla Grodd, we have Gorilla Grodd next, but I also put for the voice Christopher Judge.
Okay,
because I feel like he sounds very intelligent when he speaks.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he could do a good Gorilla Grodd voice with that like the gravelly
sound. Okay. Ron Perlman.
Ah, dang it. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think for Gorilla Grodd, Ron Perlman would do much better in that role than he would in anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with it just being the voice and he's getting older and stuff like that. I think that would be perfect.
Okay. I think I got you a beat on the next one for Barbara Gordon or Oracle. I put Karen Gillan. She was in both the Jumanji movies and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And she just looks like Barbara Gordon, and she's a good actress. She could be that. I don't even know how to like. She could be that type of character where she's like informative, but at the same time, can like hold her own ground.
Yeah.
Hold her own ground. That was weird.
I didn't think of that one. Okay. Actually, that's better than mine. Yeah, you definitely got me beat. I put.
I'm an idiot for one of the very last one. Okay.
Okay. So I would, if we do have Barbara Gordon, I think I would like to have her as Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
And then with, Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
And I put Naomi Scott. She was the Pink Ranger in the 2017 Power Rangers.
Okay.
But you definitely got me beat on that one. Yeah.
Okay. Plastic Man. I got a few options here.
Oh, you have a few? Okay.
Okay. Because apparently recently, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute in The Office, has pitched an idea for Plastic Man to James Gunn. They have worked together on Super. So I feel like that's... I'm just throwing that one up there because that is now an option, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously... I didn't put him down because everyone says it, but the guy from Parks and Rec, he was also... in Space Force, that show with Steve Carell. I always forget his name for some reason. Ben Schwartz.
Okay.
Because he looks just like Plastic Man. I feel like he could do really good. But I don't know if he has the acting chops. And because we need the acting chops of the comedic, we need the serious, we need the hardship.
Yeah.
I put Bill Hader.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I love Bill Hader as an actor. And I feel like... Just watch the show Barry.
Yeah.
He's not, the character's not close, but like you can see elements of Plastic Man in that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I put Rainn Wilson from The Office just based off because he wants to play him. I couldn't, you know, figure out anybody else really, but you had some good ones.
I'm an idiot. I don't know why I casted one of these people for Constantine, which is our last one.
Yep. So our last one is Constantine. I think a lot of people would like to see Keanu Reeves come back.
Yeah, I would be cool. I put Keanu Reeves as an Elseworlds version.
Yeah, I'm like I'd be fine with that.
But he would have to get cut his hair and like shave his beard. And I don't know if he wants to do that.
No, I will. I want to see watch Constantine again. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It's got some decent CGI, especially like the bug thing. That was cool. I put Colin Farrell, even though he's the Penguin.
Yeah.
I don't know why I forgot about that, but like he looks like Constantine. Yeah,
but you couldn't really tell that it's Colin Farrell. So,
true point.
So maybe.
Good point.
I could see that, but most likely not.
Yeah. And then I put Jamie Bell. He was the Thing and Fan 4 Stick. He was in Snowpiercer. He was in Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could do that. I feel like he could just do it. I don't know how to explain it. But I feel like he could look like a capture every aspect of Constantine really well. And I feel like he's like 36, so I feel like he's got the longevity for however long they want to do Constantine if they do him.
Personally,
and it's a curveball.
Yeah, personally, I like the CW's Constantine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was done really well.
Yeah.
But for like movie wise, I put Jack O'Connell.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that is a good one.
I think he could just fit every aspect of it.
Yeah, I'd put him there.
Yeah.
Definitely thinking back on some of my other ones, I don't know why I put Jack O'Connell as some of the like as Red Hood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one now.
All right.
How do you feel about your list overall now that we've gone through?
Some of them, I feel like I could change.
I don't know what else. I don't think my Talia al Ghul was right.
Yeah. But
should be good Poison Ivy.
Yeah. I think overall, I think my list is pretty decent. Just based off of what we know. So yeah, I'm okay with it. What about you? You had some changes. I definitely
changed some stuff.
Yeah.
I think you had more changes than me.
I think I did too. Yeah. You definitely beat me on several, so yeah.
But I think it's okay. For like in actuality, no.
Yeah.
For like what they're gonna do with the DCU, no. These are just some people I think would be interesting to play the characters, and I think it'd be interesting to see their audition tapes or maybe see like a short film or something with these people. Not saying that's what DC should do, but like that would be just some interesting takes.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how James Gunn's DCU actually kind of unfolds, especially like with the Elseworld stuff and what he does with it. We'll see. I think it'll be interesting for us to kind of revisit this as, you know, projects come out.
I do want to see if, like, if we get any correct
and
how many.
Yeah.
So that would be really interesting. But tell us whose list you like more.
Yeah. Or
your casting choices.
Yeah. If you didn't like some of ours, tell us somebody that's better or you think would be better. And we'll just kind of go from there. I would like to revisit this, like, as projects come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just pull the, like,
or if we get confirmed characters.
Yeah, we can talk about it. And after all is said and done, we'll see who is the most right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's way down the line.
Yeah, this is years.
Yeah, so, but yeah, let us know what your picks are, if you agree or disagree, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Join us for Friday's episode of Movie News. And then, should you want to say Tuesdays?
We'll wait.
Okay. But, yeah, that's our DCU casting. Tell us your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And every second is a gift.